guides. Thank you, ancestors. Thank you, sentient beings. Multidimensional aspects. Thank you, elements. Thank you to all that we are, giving us the ability in this moment to remember and claim our birthright of bliss. Thank you, thank you, thank you. May the words that proceed be that which is of the highest timeline. Be that which inspires, restores, shifts, heals, and enfolds us with knowing. So it is, Ashe Aho, and it is so. Good to be back at Unity North Atlanta. What's up, Unity North Atlanta? So good to see so many of you. So good to meet some of you. And I have a simple message today. It's almost funny to say. Choosing the new human, the new earth, it's time. Now is the time, my people. Now is the time. See, there never was a reason to delay, surprisingly, other than to continue to choose separation and its fruits, suffering. We love the suffering. But I'm here to simply say now is the time to emerge, awaken, choose differently, and remember to be the new human and claim the new earth. There's a fascinating observation our science has, we'll say finally, made a long-standing law that numerous philosophers and masters have alluded to. As you think, so shall it be. This phenomenon such as the double slit phenomenon that was observed with an electron shows that when observation is not occurring, waveform behavior occurs. And as soon as the observation is added, the collapse into particle or matter occurs. This behavior such as this is not unlike that of wave and particle formation observed in other arenas. How so? The famous double slit experiment basically lets us know that the influence of measurement and observation has an impact, whether matter or sound, and both have that wave and particle formation. Now, the relevance is to what the masters have taught is our ability to observe, to think, to measure, to intend, to engage, to activate our will, and use our consciousness in specific ways can impact the nature of the reality we observe. We know that's the case, but how is it practical for the new human? You see, we're now at a time more and more where humanity is displaying that dual wave particle behavior and nature. It's the dual wave particle nature of your celestial blueprint. Meaning you are expanding your awareness into higher levels of wave-like consciousness and blurring the line between human particle limitation in behavior versus the wave-like behavior. What do I mean? See, you're able to access information that you never learned in this lifetime. That's going from particle behavior to wave-like. Proof. Have you heard of the Telepathy Tapes podcast? Anybody tuned into that? Consider this a promotion for it. Check it out. It's just an example. But what we're seeing are instances of what we've long had. Savants, genius, emerging in a non-speaking population that was thought to be limited. And what we're discovering scientifically is they have this wave-like behavior, accessing levels of consciousness and knowing they should not have been looked at as those who were unable to learn, and you come to find out they know more than you do. They've accessed a level of knowing where they're being taught by celestial teachers. This is real life. But it's not the first time. There was a guy way back named Yeshua demonstrating some of these exact same things. And what did he say? You'll go on to do these works that I've done and even more. So you're able to access non-local information and see things you never physically visited or viewed with your physical eyes in this lifetime. Oh, it's real. Proof. Remote viewers. You've probably heard of that, right? Channelers, intuitives, etc. I've done it. But don't take my word for it. Do it yourself. You have the power and the access to move from the limited particle behavior to the waveform behavior of your celestial blueprint. And it's not just for the autistic or the non-speakers. It's not just for the people who get up and speak and get on stage. It's for you too. It's your birthright. The time is now. I want to go to a scripture just to indicate what I'm talking about. Matthew 21, verse 2 and 3. You can read it when you get a chance, but I just want to indicate this is where Yeshua, Jesus, demonstrated these abilities when he told the people exactly which village to enter and provided them with the precise instructions and even the explanation to give the owners looking for a donkey and a colt, right? And there's many other instances throughout the scriptures where, how did he know that? Even things like, oh, your heart is full of judgment. Your heart is full of hate. He could sense and read their minds, read their hearts. Given he had these wonderful abilities, some would call psi abilities, whatever they are, and given he said, you can do these works and even greater things, he's quoted to have said that. For a long time, I asked, who's doing them? Who's doing these works today? Where are the people doing these works? Finally, I learned how to tune in, align, release the blocks, ask for the help, receive that great power, that source energy that removes the limited conditioned particle thinking and was able to expand to these levels of consciousness that are available for us all. Let's keep going. What's important today? And where is that new human? And what have you done with him? No, just kidding. What is the new human? And how do you access it? That's the real question. The new human is the one who shed suffering and limitation. The new human is the one who accesses genius in their abilities that are fruits of the Spirit. The new human is the one who sheds the limited conditioned thinking that has us choosing lower level consciousness and judgment and getting us caught up in getting triggered. See, this generation, the younger generation, I love when they talk about triggers, right? It's such a contrast. It's like, oh, you're triggering me, and that's your fault. Oh, I'm triggered, and you need to change because you're triggering me right now. It's like, all right, well, you keep doing that. See how that works out. The new human is recognizing that the triggers are within and taking full responsibility in deciding to access that wonderful healing power that says, oh, I'm triggered right now. I am out of alignment with the source of life. I have released my birthright. Let me get back in alignment and use whatever practice I need to, in this moment, understand what do I need to know right now. Healing is quantum. What do I need to shift in my focus and observation and the thoughts that I am choosing at the level of meaning I am creating so that I can release that grip, invoke that spirit to shift and heal, and refocus my intention on a new thought that lets me know all is well and always is. You see, the source of life always reminds us all is well and always is. When we are feeling the opposite, we're out of alignment. The new human takes responsibility. Let's make it practical. We look at what has happened in the world, what is happening in the world now. Either we choose all is well and always is, help me Father, help me Source, help me Spirit, help me Highest Self to see it clearly and remove that which does not trust life. Or we continue to stay in the division and separation. That there is only God the good except what's happening right now. There is only one power except all this other nonsense. And we create separation and stay in suffering. We remove ourselves from the very gift of the I am. The gift is transcendence. The gift is integration. What does integration mean? The new human integrates and recognizes all of this mud is a necessity for the growth of human consciousness, the birth of a higher frequency where more of us awaken and choose differently to be the new human and claim the new earth. We recognize that we are not here to protest those who decide to align with the source of life. Not to say that there aren't people here to protest, don't get me wrong. Not judging that, protest all you want. But when you listen to the source of life, some of us will hear time to graduate from protest to presence. The new human recognizes that the greatest power is love. The new human gives up the fight. Now, please understand, I am not judging protest. Don't walk out here and be mad at me for those who want to protest. No, you can do that. There is no right or wrong in it. It is a level of good. But there is a calling for the new human to also take up their cross and die to the fight. Die to the separation that there is anything to oppose and access a greater power within and find that peace here and shift it here where there is integration. What is integration? Acceptance. No more resistance. What is integration? The ability to see the perfection in it all. The new human begins to let the Spirit teach and recognizes that this level of conditioning we have been so convinced to stay in division is not oneness. To stay in judgment of the other and the external is not oneness. How could it be? How could it ever be? The new human is the vessel and emissary of limitless love and light that wraps its arms around the creation and says it's okay and becomes the presence of God the good and accepts it all as the tapestry in the game. My son and I used to play Call of Duty. Yes, a video game, a shooter game. Now it's your turn to see if you got judgment. We used to play this game and loved it, and I was terrible at it. He was so good. And people would be shooting each other in the video game. It's like, why are we playing this? But I would tune in to Spirit, and I would hear. Play this with him. And we would play it and have a good time, and he was so much better than me. I was always, by the time he got a little older, he's like, Dad, I don't really want to play with you anymore. You're not that good at it. But we're in the game, and you have these little things and missions, and you keep collecting, and there's people getting shot and this, that. I was like, what the heck? It's like, oh, and then I started to actually get, oh, okay, I can do this and hide right here and do this and do that. It's like, oh. Recently, I was having that realization that when we start to recognize the oneness, we see this is a designed game, an intricate game with the appearance of violence, death, illness, suffering, bliss, love, joy, peace. We get to choose your own adventure. It literally is a designed game. How do you know? Well, let's just take the principle of oneness. If oneness is real, what does that make this? If oneness is truly real, what does that make this? The illusion. The virtual reality, the game. It's mind-boggling, but it's beautiful, and it can help you reclaim peace. When you recognize you have the power to choose whether to believe more in this or access that higher level, whether to be the particle, limited, conditioned thinking of form and believe that that is the real, or access the wave-like consciousness that is your birthright, all consciousness being your consciousness, and let the highest aspect of yourself guide you. How? Practice. Like anything else, practice. But everybody doesn't have to believe that. And in fact, it doesn't matter whether everybody believes it. It matters whether you believe and do. Whether you believe and practice. As Yeshua said, to the Jews who believed him, if you hold to my teachings, take the action, then you will know the truth. Healing comes through the action, the practice. Let's practice right now. Take a deep breath. Release. Bring that awareness to the heart center. Feel the heart. Relaxing the body, breathing normally. I want you to repeat something after me for those who really want to practice. I am an extension of the Most High. Repeat that. I am an extension of the Most High. The source of life, the great I am. The source of life, the great I am. As such, my birthright is bliss. Prosperity on all levels of consciousness. I choose to surrender and accept it now. Deep breath. Release. So as you continue to just breathe and relax, simply close with giving thanks to the ones who are choosing, who have come before us to show us our power. We say thank you. The ones who have paved the way to demonstrate through challenge, oppression, through judgment, that there is a higher power guiding us forward. No matter what our mistakes, no matter what we've done in the past, that it has never diminished our holiness, our righteousness in the mind, in the eye of the I Am. We give thanks for the ability to demonstrate as emissaries of limitless love and light that our sins are forgiven. All we need to do is claim it and let go. So we align, allow, and let go now and say, thank you, great I Am. Thank you, the source of who we are. Thank you for this opportunity to choose. And should we continue to choose separation, judgment, and suffering? And so it is. Should we choose alignment, acceptance, and remembering? And so it is. May the love of the divine intelligence that is at the heart of everything that is be experienced fully with grace and ease. We say thank you. Ashe, aho, and it is so.